The Missouri Corn Update is brought to you by the Missouri Corn Growers Association and the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. I'm your host, Michael Clements. This week we talk with Bradley Shad, Missouri Corn's Director of Market Development. We'll get an update on how things are moving with marketing of E15 with NASCAR. That's coming up in just a moment.
When it comes to professional tournament fishing, performance matters. That's why E10 gasoline blended with 10% ethanol is the fuel of choice for the pros.
Ethanol gasoline for my boat every time.
To understand the performance power of using 10% ethanol, just talk to any of the Crappie Masters tournament winners.
All Crappie Masters tournament winners have been using E10.
Made in America, better for the environment, and powering anglers across the country. Get the truth about ethanol. Check out mocorn.org.
Again, talking with Bradley Shad, Director of Market Development for the Missouri Corn Growers Association. And Bradley, of course, it's summertime, and it's a good time to be talking about NASCAR and that partnership with E15.
Absolutely. We ended the month of May in really good shape. We had an awesome month. We hit a lot of milestones. First off, on May 28th, Austin Dillon and the American Ethanol Dow car actually won the race, his first ever in the Monster Energy Cup racing series. We actually hit 10 million miles in NASCAR back in April, where we actually hit 1 billion miles of consumer miles of E15 and nationwide. So it was a good month, but we do have some challenges ahead of us that we're definitely working on.
Well, Missouri Corn, one of those partners with Growth Energy to try to promote E15 through NASCAR to help farmers here in Missouri and across the nation. And how are those efforts working for Missouri agriculture?
Well, it's been a great thing for Missouri farmers. We have been pushing it across the nation. We actually have partnerships with some major retail chains because of the NASCAR partnership, selling E15 in places that don't typically hear our message, places like Sheets down in North Carolina, where Austin Dillon won a couple weeks ago. We've got other partnerships like Thornton's that are in Chicago, Illinois, the Chicagoland Speedway, that are selling E15 as well. So that means more ethanol being sold to consumers. That's more corn grind that is happening. Like I said, we've been able to hit 1 billion miles nationwide, and the EPA actually says that that's going to save consumers $72 million by year's end if the pace keeps up the way it is.
You did mention earlier that there are a few challenges ahead in terms of keeping the momentum for E15. So what are some of those challenges that are standing in the way of ensuring growth of the market for E15?
First off, June 1 was the start of the month that we no longer can sell E15 to consumers in 2001 and newer cars. It can only go into flex fuel vehicles due to an erroneous regulation that is out there that we've been trying to fix both legislatively and administratively, and in the past administration has been unwilling to take on. We're hoping that either this administration or this Congress will move forward with legislation, and we actually have some senators that are very corn-friendly that have started a bill, Senate Bill 517 and H.R. 1311, that we're trying to get moving forward to allow E15 to be sold in the summer months due to the vapor pressure issue. Meanwhile, the oil industry continues to try and put in erroneous regulations. The most recent attack, National Conference of Weights and Measures, trying to put in a rule that will prohibit the sale of E15 because they're putting an erroneous label on the fuel that would make it illegal to sell. So we're fighting on behalf of corn farmers and consumers, trying to allow E15 to be sold year-round and continue to be sold. But there are those challenges out there that we are definitely fighting on the corn farmers' behalf.
Well, finally, Bradley, the good news is the demand and the availability of E15 continues to grow nationwide and here in Missouri. What does that mean for farmers?
Well, it definitely is important to Missouri farmer because it's building markets for our corn to go into. As we increase corn grind through ethanol, consumers are seeing a benefit, and that's why we're seeing expansion in a lot of the ethanol plants across the nation, as well as here in Missouri. Just seen an increase this past year at a couple of the ethanol plants here in Missouri, which, again, is increasing corn grind. And, of course, that's beneficial to corn farmers because it's increasing their markets to increase their bottom line. So we're happy to continue fighting to make sure that we're able to sell E15 in higher blends to the consumer.
Well, Bradley, certainly look forward to seeing that American ethanol car on the racetrack throughout the rest of the summer, and thanks for your time today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Michael.
Bradley Shad, Director of Market Development for the Missouri Corn Growers Association, our guest on this week's Missouri Corn Update. Learn more at mocorn.org.